A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. After Jesus had spoken, a Pharisee invited him to dine at his home. He entered and reclined at table to eat. The Pharisee was amazed to see that he did not observe the prescribed washing before the meal. The Lord said to him, "O you Pharisees, although you cleanse the outside of the cup and the dish, inside you are filled with plunder and evil, you fools. Did not the maker of the outside also make the inside? But as to what is within, give alms, and behold, everything will be clean for you." The Gospel of the Lord. This was not about hygiene. It was about finding fault, looking for something to say. And Jesus today reminds us or teaches us that I would prefer to be called a sinner, making effort to be righteous, than to be a hypocrite who has no intention of becoming better. I prefer to be a sinner who is striving than to be a hypocrite who feels he has arrived, he or she has arrived. Hypocrisy is like painting a rust. You know, it doesn't take away the rust, it just coats it. Hypocrisy is like religion on the mouth without truth in the heart. Hypocrisy is dangerous. Today we celebrate a man who went out of his way to be very Christian. He was once a slave and became a deacon and a secretary to the Pope, Pope Zephyrinus, in the 200s, 200 ADs. And he was the one that actually succeeded Pope Zephyrinus as Pope. What was his legacy? Two things. Two of his legacies I would like to point out. First, he is the patron saint of workers at the cemetery, and the cemetery as an institution, because he was the one that first organized the cemetery in Rome and gave it that state, you know, he organized it. He was martyred by some mobs who were anti-Christian, anti-Catholic. And that's why our opening song, "Faith of Our Fathers, Living Still," in spite of dungeon, in spite of how they were treated, how they were killed, they saw it coming, but they still wanted to go with the Lord. The second legacy is his teaching on confession. He invites people to go to confession, that the Lord is always willing, the table of mercy, to forgive us more than we deserve. Do not be ashamed to go to confession. This man is Pope St. Callistus the First. He wasn't a hypocrite. He was a sinner who now is recognized as a saint. We are all sinners on the journey to perfection, to the sainthood. Am I finding fault in others like the Pharisee in today's gospel? Am I encouraging the other person to be saintly? Mm-hmm.